Shall I turn to our scripture reading this morning? It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 45, verses 4 to 5, and Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Jeremiah chapter, you have a Bible, you just turn to your Bible. I'm reading from the NIV. The Lord said, "Say this to him, this is what the Lord says, I will overthrow what I have built and uproot what I have planted throughout the land. Should you then seek great things for yourself? Seek them not, for I will bring disasters on all people, declares the Lord. But wherever you go, I will let you escape with your life." Let's turn to the next scripture reading on Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. Now, we just invite Reverend Mark to give sermon the title, "Ambition That God Approves," and Sister Liang Kin to interpret.
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we live in days that need us to make wise decisions in a world that draws attention in many different directions. Help us to be focused on you and your calling in our lives so that we will be steadfast in our walk with you. Lord, I pray that you help us, brothers and sisters, each one of us, to make right decisions that are pleasing in your sight, and to know that when we decide in favor of your ways and of your kingdom, you will bless us. Our homes and our families will be richly blessed. And Lord, how we desperately need it today. And we ask that you will raise up a generation, a new generation of godly parents and godly children who will set their hearts upon you and love you with all of our hearts. For this is what you have created us to be. To love you and to have a deep relationship with you. And now, Lord, may you open our eyes as we look into your word too. Encourage our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 45, verse 5, Jeremiah said to Baruch, his secretary, "Are you or should you seek great things for yourself?"
在耶利米书第45章第5节，耶利米对巴录他的书记说：“你为自己图谋大事吗？”
Baruch came from a well-known and respected family.
巴录是从一个很著名和被尊重的家庭生长的。
His grandfather was the governor of the city of Jerusalem.
他的爷爷是在耶路撒冷城的一个大臣。
And so it was natural for him to seek better things for himself.
所以对他来说是很自然的，他要图谋一些对自己有益的事。
But when Jeremiah prophesied that destruction is going to come upon the nation and upon Jerusalem, the city,
耶利米他这样预言说到神将会毁灭这个国和这个城的时候，
Baruch perhaps felt, as he wrote down what Jeremiah had prophesied, in his heart perhaps he was longing for better fortune somewhere.
当他在记录把耶利米所说的话记录下来的时候， 可能在他心里他想图谋一些更好的事情。
But Jeremiah said to him, "Don't do that."
可是耶利米告诉他说， 不要这样做，
you will fail.
你会失败。
You listen to God's plan and God will spare your life.
你如果听从神的计划，神会给你继续的生存下去。
There are ambitions that God does not approve.
有一些志向是神不允许的。
Worldly ambitions center on three main areas.
在世上的志向是以三个主要方面为中心的。
To build a reputation.
去建立一个名誉。
To amass and gather as much wealth as he can.
堆积更多的财富。
And to wield power and influence over others.
使用权力来影响别人。
That's what the world pursues in this life.
这就是世界上的人他在今生所追求的。
Because for them there's no other better things in this life.
因为对他们来说，在这生命里没有更好的事情
了。And so people want a name for themselves.
所以每个人都要为自己来赚取名誉。
They want to be known and remembered.
他们要被人家认识，而且被人家记得。
They want people to ask how much is he worth.
他要人家问你的身家有多少。
What titles does he have?
你有什么头衔？
And they want to be known as the wealthiest man around, or perhaps the most powerful man around.
他们要被认为是最有钱和最有权势的人。
And they seek to have power over others.
他们也寻求成为对别人有影响力的人。
But the problem with these ambitions is that they all terminate or end in self, not God.
可是这些志向的问题是，他们都是以为了自己，而不是为了神。
They seek great things for themselves.
他们为自己寻求大事。
And when self-interest is the most important criteria,
当自我利益是最重要的最重要的时候
，these ambitions stir up envy about what others have that they don't have.
那就会让他们妒忌别人有而他们没有的东西。
It stirs up jealousy that others have more than what they have, and they're not happy with that.
他们不开心，因为他们妒忌别人有比他们更多的。
And so they use whatever means they can to prevent others from being more successful than they are.
所以他们利用各种方法来阻止别人比他们更成功。
And to gather up whatever they want, they may oppress the poor.
当他们要得到他们所想的，他们可能会压制穷人。
Those who are less powerful.
那些没有权势的人。
They jack up prices.
他们提高价钱。
They bribe the courts to favor them.
他们收买这个收买人来对他们有利。
They give false report about their company and about themselves.
他们对自己和公司做一个假的报告。
And the current global economic crisis can be traced largely, as many experts believe, to fraud and to greed at the highest place.
而且目前的全球经济的这个危机，很多人追溯，这些专家追溯说，它的原因，它的起因是因为在高处有这些欺骗和这些贪念。
And there are also concerns that our current political situation in our country has similar roots.
他们有担忧，我们现在的政治气氛也是同一个根源来的。
Politicians use a strategy of divide and rule.
这些政治家他们的策略是分而治之。
They care only about themselves, not about others.
他们只关心自己，而不是别人。
And so worldly ambitions drive people to do things that can be harmful to others and ultimately to themselves as well.
所以世上的志向，他们所做的，最终会害人害己。
And sometimes worldly ambitions can happen in the church as well.
有时候这个世界上的志向，它可能会在教会发生。
There was once James and John in the Bible, in Scripture, Matthew, tried to influence Jesus about having a place, a top place in God's kingdom.
就在圣经记录马太福音记录着雅各和约翰他们尝试的影响耶稣在神的国度里的位置。
And the way they do that was through the mother.
他们所做的方法是经过他的妈妈的妈妈。
And so we read the mother of James and John coming to Jesus.
我们就读到雅各和约翰的妈妈就来到耶稣面前。
And then she said to Jesus,
她告诉耶稣说
，Jesus, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom.
他告诉耶稣说，愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在右边，一个坐在你左边。
And I'll let one of my sons be the prime minister, the other one the minister of finance.
就好像告诉耶稣说，一个我的儿子，一个让他做首相，一个让他做财政部长。
What bold request, especially to the mother.
那么这个妈妈这么一个大胆的要求。
But Jesus would not let them.
可是耶稣没有让他们如愿了。
It says it's the Father who decides who will sit next to him in the kingdom.
耶稣告诉他说，是父决定谁坐在他的旁边。
And so politicking has no place in God's kingdom.
所以为个人利益搞的这些政治活动在教会是没有立足之地的。
However, there are ambitions that God will bless.
可是有一些志向是神所祝福的。
These are ambitions that put God first in His pursuit.
这些追求的志向，他们把神放在第一位。
In my reading, in my Bible reading recently, I came across this prayer found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
最近我在读经的时候，我读到这个历代志上第四章。
And it's a prayer that has been popularized in a book called The Prayer of Jabez.
这个祷告最近很普及，因为有一本书就正写着这个祷告是叫做亚比士的祷告。
And so 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verses 9 to 10 records this.
所以在历代志上第四章九到十节这样写着。
Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request.
亚比士比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名亚比斯，意思是说我生他甚是痛苦。亚比斯求告以色列的神说，神愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦，神就应允他所求的。
Here was a man who was named by his mother because of the difficult birththat she had when she brought him to the world.
这个人他的名字是他妈妈取的。为什么取这个名字？是因为当他妈妈生他的时候，生产很痛苦。
Jabez means he causes pain or trouble.
亚比斯的意思就是他使我痛苦，他带来麻烦。
And how do you like to be called pain?
你喜欢你的名字
Mr. Pain, Brother Pain.
你喜欢你的名字叫痛苦吗？
How painful.
多痛呢？
What trouble do you give?
你带什么麻烦来呢？
Are you a pain in the neck?
你是一个麻烦吗？
Hello, Mr. Pain.
Hi, 痛苦先生。
I have a nickname at home.
我在家里的时候我有一个花名。
And my brothers and sisters, they all have names of animals.
我的弟兄姐妹都有这个动物的名称。
So, at home, I'm called an elephant.
在家我被叫
in the Hokkien and so once my mother called me
有一天我的妈妈她打电话给我
and we were still married
那时候我刚刚结婚
and so my wife took the phone and my mother called for me she said no there's no such a person
当我妈妈叫我的名字小名的时候我的太太说没有这个人
so, well it must have been tough for the best
对亚比斯来说真的是为难了他
But you know the most difficult circumstances of our lives can mold us into a better person if we know where to take our pains
可是在我们生命中最艰难的情况可以塑造我们成更好的人如果我们知道如何的去尽力
For Jabez it drove him to God
亚比斯他走向神
Am I a pain?
我是一个痛苦吗?
And Jabez asked God for four things.
亚比斯向神求了四样东西。
And God honored his ambition.
神也应允了他所求的。
First of all, he asked for divine blessings.
第一点就是他求神给他祝福。
Oh, that you would bless me, Lord.
他说神求你赐福于我。
It's a simple but a good prayer.
是一个很简单，可是一个很好的祷告。
God is far more willing to give than we are to ask.
神是比我们求神是很时常是愿意祝福我们多于我们去求的。
Sometimes you wonder, I have this request, I have this need. I wonder God will hear me.
有时候我们在想，我们有这样的需求需要，神会不会聆听我呢？
Is it too much to ask God for this blessing?
如果我求神这样的祝福，会不会太过分呢？
I would say that you will never know what God can do unless you are willing to ask.
我要告诉你是，如果你没有去求的话，你不知道神能够做什么。
James said, "You did not receive because you did not ask."
雅各说，你没有收到，是因为你没有求。
God granted Jabez his request.
神应允雅比斯的祈求。
A second prayer.
第二个祷告。
Divine enlargement.
扩张他的境界。
He said to God, "Enlarge my territory."
他告诉神说，扩张我的境界。
Jabez asked for a bigger place so that he might exert a greater influence for God.
亚比斯他要求神给他更大的一个地方，因为他可以为神发挥更大的影响力。
It was not a prayer for self greatness.
他不是为自己而祷告的。
The book of James similarly says that you ask, you didn't receive it because you asked with wrong motives.
雅各书也同样说到，如果你没有收到，是因为你的目的是错误的。
But if your motives are right,
可是如果你的目的是正确的
，and you desire God's glory in your life,
而你在你的生命中为了要荣耀主的名
，God could well give you a greater position to influence more people for good.
神会给你一个更高的位置，让你能够为别人的好而影响别人。
One of the greatest missionaries by the name of William Carey.
有一个宣教士，他的名字叫 William Carey.
So also known as the father of modern missions.
他也是这个现代这个宣教士之父。
And he said, "Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God."
他说：“从神期望大事，尝试为神做大事。”
God honored Jabez's request.
神应允雅比斯的祈求。
Thirdly, he asked for divine enablement. Let your hand be upon me.
第三点，他求神的能力。他说：“常与我同在。”
Greater responsibility required greater power and strength.
如果我们要担当更大的责任，我们需要更大的力量和能力。
And Jabez was not afraid to ask for divine help.
所以雅比斯在这里，他没有惧怕，他求神的帮忙。
King Solomon came before God and says, "God, how can I?" When God asked him, "What can I give to you?" And King Solomon said, "How can I govern these great people?" Please give me wisdom.
当神问所罗门说你要我给你什么的时候，所罗门求这个智慧来管理这个大国。
And God made him the wisest man the world has ever known.
神就让他成为世界上最有智慧的王。
He's more willing to give than we are to ask.
他更愿意的来给予我们多于我们要求的。
God granted Jabez's request.
神应允雅比斯的祈求。
The fourth request was for divine protection.
第四个要求是他要求神的保护。
Keep me from harm.
他叫神保护他不要受患难。
I'll be free from pain. Maybe I have enough pain for others, but let me be free from pain.
可能我因着我别人受苦了，可是让我远离痛苦。
Keep me from evil.
让我远离邪恶。
Jabez was conscious that evil was around, and he learned to fear God and sought God's protection.
这个雅比斯他意识到这个邪恶的存在，他敬拜神，他要神寻求神的保护。
Jesus taught us to pray, "Deliver us from evil."
耶稣也如此的教我们祷告，说叫我让我们远，不叫我们遇见试探。
That was the best prayer.
这是雅比斯的祷告。
And we should pray likewise.
我们也要相同的祷告。
And so God granted Jabez's request.
所以神应允了他的求，他所求的。
A difficult birth had birthed about a faith-filled prayer that God honored.
一个困难的生产生出了一个充满信心、神所祝福的祷告。
And we are told that Jabez became more honored than his other brothers because of his holy ambition.
因着他这个圣洁的志向，他比他的弟兄都尊贵。
He dared to ask great things for God.
他敢敢地向神求大事。
I mentioned about the book that is based on this prayer by the title The Prayer of Jabez.
刚才我提到这本书就是他的书名叫做《亚比士的祷告》。
Unfortunately, this book became a bit controversial.
很可惜的，这本书成为一本很争论性的一本书。
Because it promoted the idea that if you pray this prayer of Jabez continuously every day for 30 days continuously, you know, some miracle would take place.
因为这本书它有这样的教导说，如果你连续不断的三十天这样重复的祷告的话，一些奇迹将发生。
God will bless a business, or something great will happen.
神会祝福你的生意，或一些很大的事情会发生。
So it became a formula for instant success.
就变成了好像是一个马上能够成功的一个方程式了。
And I'm careful with instant formulas.
我对这个即时成功的这个方程式我是很小心的。
As if prayer is some kind of magic that requires you to say some mantras or some words, and you know things will happen.
就好像把这个祷告当成一种魔术，你说了几句话，事情就发生了。
However, there's nothing wrong to pray a prayer like Jabez.
可是如果你要好像这个亚比士这样祷告是没有错的。
If you set your heart to honor God.
如果你的心是要荣耀神的话
He may well grant your request.
他会应允你的祷告。
What ambitions do you have in life?
你的生命的志向是什么呢？
Are you seeking great things for yourself?
你为自己图谋大事吗？
Seek it not.
不要。
Our Lord calls us not to lay treasures on earth.
因为我们的神叫我们不要积聚财宝在地上。
Where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal.
因为地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼来偷。
But he promises this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
可是神在马太福音第六章三十三节这样的应允我们。
And the New Living Translation says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously."And he will give everything you need.
这里说到，你们要先求他的国和过一个公义的生活，他将会给一切你所需的。
And God promises to provide for everything you need if you put the interests of His kingdom first in your life.
神应允给你一切你所需的，只要你把神的国放在第一位。
Let me paraphrase what Jesus is saying here.
让我来解释耶稣所说的。
Most of all, seek to let God rule in your life and do what is right or pleasing in His sight, and you can be sure God will supply all that you need to accomplish all He desires for you.
最重要的，寻求让神掌管你的生命，做在他眼中为正确的事。你将可以肯定神会供给你一切所需，去完成他要你所做的。
Set your heart on God.
把你的心定在神。
Let him rule preeminently in your life.
让他显著的在你的生命掌权。
And be eager to do what is pleasing and right in his sight.
而且积极的去做在他眼中为正确的事。
And you will discover a life of new possibilities.
你会看到你的生命是充满着全能的。
And you'll be life free of worries.
你的生命将没有忧虑。
For Jesus said in the very next verse, "So don't worry about tomorrow."
因为耶稣就在下一段经文说，不要为明天忧伤。
And today, in uncertain times, we need to listen again to what Jesus has to say to us.
今天我们需要重听耶稣所说的。
And if you are to seek God's kingdom first,
如果你要把神的国放在第一位，
I believe you will demonstrate three priorities in life in this order.
在你的生命中，你将展现这三个优先次序。
First of all, God will be most important.
第一点就是第一个位置就是神，他是最重要的。
The second priority in life will be your family, including church family.
第二个重要的是你的家庭，也包括了教会家庭。
And thirdly, your career.
第三个重要位置才是你的事业。
What does this mean in practice?
实际上这代表什么呢？
First of all, that nothing must take place, must take the place of God at the top.
第一点就是告诉我们说，没有任何东西可以取代神首位的位置。
There are no takeovers in the divine corporation.
在神的这个属神的公司里，没有这样接管的事情。
Jesus must stay in the executive suit forever. The job is for life.
耶稣他要永远在这个执行长的套房里，他的工作是一辈子的。
And so your earthly boss is not your number one in this life.
所以在你世上的老板不是你生命中的第一。
Neither are your children or your spouse number one in your life.
也不是你的伴侣或者是你的孩子是你生命中的第一。
Sometimes parents make some parents make the mistake that when you know they have a newborn baby or children, they don't come to church. They skip church.
有些新手妈妈、爸爸，他们有一样错误的观点，就是当他们刚刚生了宝宝的时候，他们就没有来教会了。
They let the children drive their life.
他们让这个孩子驱使他们生命的方向。
And that's a mistake.
这是一个错误。
They think their children don't understand, so they don't bring them to church.
他们以为孩子不明白，所以不需要把他们带到教会来。
But children learn far more observing what parents do.
可是孩子他的学习，是从观察父母而来的。
This is why we have mother's connection.
所以我们有妈妈联络站。
And this is why all mothers should join this mother's connection.
所以所有的妈妈要参加这个妈妈联络站。
We all need to learn to put God first in our lives.
我们要学习把神放在我们的首位。
In your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 says.
彼得前书第三章十五节说，只要心里尊主耶稣为圣。
Let him be number one in your life.
让他成为我们心中的首位。
Seek him with all your heart.
全心全意的寻求他。
Worship him.
敬拜他。
Bring your children with you to church.
带你的孩子一同到教会来。
Help them to know God in their lives.
帮助他们在他们生命中认识神。
Pray for them.
为他们祷告。
Don't let anything take the place of God in your life.
不要让任何东西取代神的首要位置。
Number two, career is important, but not more important than family.
第二点，事业是重要，可是它不会比家庭还重要。
Now, don't apply this rule in an inflexible way.
你不要把这个以一个不具弹性的方法去想它。
It doesn't mean that you cannot work overtime.
我不是说你不能够做超时工作。
There may be times when the job requires you to give more time than you would like.
有时候你想做短时间，可是工作需要你超时工作。
But we should never lose sight that God's ideal is that family comes first, then work.
可是我们不要忘记神的理想，是。工作在家庭之后。
I read about a man in Atlanta by the name of Ron.
我读到一个有一个人，他的名字叫 Ron， 他住在亚特兰大。
He was a specialist in the field of cardiac medicine.
他是心脏医药的专家。
And he was so outstanding that his company kept offering him promotions.
他是一个杰出的员工，所以公司不断的给予他提升的机会。
A promotion meant more money.
提升这个升级就是将有更多的钱。
More prestige.
更多的好这个声望。
Another step up the career ladder.
在这个事业上更上一层楼。
But it also meant that he had to relocate to another place.
可是当他升级之后，他将要被安置在另外一个城市里去。
But Ron had a daughter by the name of Katie.
Ron 他有一个女儿，她的名字叫 Katie.
She was born with a defective heart.
她生出来的时候，她的心就有缺陷。
And where they were living, she could receive good medical attention.
在他们原本住的地方，她可以得到很好的医药照顾。
And so, mindful of Katie's needs, Ron turned down no less than 8 promotion opportunities.
因为他知道这个自己女儿的需要，他拒绝不少过八次的这个提升的机会。
And the superiors could not understand Ron.
他的上司都不能够明白 Ron 为什么这样做。
So they called him for an interview.
他们就要和他面试了。
And during the interview, this is what Ron said to them.
在这个面谈的时候，Ron 就告诉他们的他的上司。
I love my work.
他说我爱我的工作。
And because I love it, I work hard for my company.
因为我爱我的工作，所以我为公司拼命的工作。
But you have to understand that my job comes third on my list of my priorities.
可是你要明白，在我的优先次序，我的工作是在第三位。
But they're shocked.
他们觉得很惊讶。
Third?
他们说第三位。
What is that?
为什么呢？
He then told them.
他就告诉他们。
God is first.
神是第一位。
My family is next.
家庭是第二位。
If I don't have these two priorities right, I can't work.
他说如果我没有把这两样排好的话我不能工作
I won't put my job first
我不会把工作放在第一位
Ron did not get fired
Ron 没有被开除
He did not get a promotion either
他也没有得到提升
But he had no regrets
可是他没有后悔
He did not give his company blind allegiance
他没有盲目的这忠心于他的公司。
Neither did he allow his priorities to be dictated by mere earthly rewards.
他也没有为世上的这些奖赏来支配他的生命。
If your job interferes with the health, with growing a healthy and a godly family, would you put your foot down?
当你的工作和建立一个健康属神的家庭有冲突的时候你会怎么样做呢
Number three
第三点
Prioritizing means that our own and our family's welfare are always secured by putting God first
当你把神放在第一位的时候这表示说你的福利是有保障的
You find greater security by learning to trust God most fully in your life
当你学习完全的信靠神的时候你是有最大的安全感的
Your family and children will be blessed
你的家庭你的孩子将会被祝福
They will watch how God is with you in life because you trust in him
他们会看到当你信靠神的时候神如何与你同在
And so there's this verse is in Psalms 125 says those who trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion They will not be defeated, but will endure forever.
在诗篇一百二十五篇第一节说到，依靠耶和华的人好像锡安山，永不动摇。
They will not be put to shame.
他们将不会得到羞耻。
And another passage in Proverbs 3 says, they have no fear of sudden disaster.
在
Proverbs 3.
在箴言第三章说到他们不会担心有突然的灾难
Because the Lord is your confidence
因为神是你的信心
I'm concerned and often I'm troubled that far too many Christians have their priorities the wrong way up
我很关心这项事情因为很多基督徒他们把优先次序搞乱了
For many career take the most important place to the extent that they neglect and they fail to give attention to the needs of their home.
他们把这个事业当着第一放在第一位他们忽略了家庭的需要。
And the church and small groups are far down the priority.
这个教会跟小组更不用说了在排在很下面。
No time for God.
没有时间给神。
Just far too busy.
他们实在太忙了。
Don't seek God.
他们不寻求神。
And so when problems come, they don't know where to turn.
当他们有问题的时候，他们不知道去哪里去寻求答案。
They turn the easiest way that they can find.
他们就找最容易他们能够得到的方向了。
And they get into trouble.
他们就遇到困难。
Last week I shared with our leaders.How we are naturally attracted in life by outward achievements.
上个礼拜我与小组的组长分享了我们如何很自然的被外表的外观而吸引。
People think about results.
人们多数看都是看成果。
How many A's our children would get?
我们的孩子得到几个 A?
How much money that we earn?
我们赚取多少金钱？
What degrees and what kind of cars we drive?
我们有什么学位？我们驾的什么车？
What position we hold?
在公司我们的职位是什么？
We give our time to pursue that which is outward.
我们把我们的时间用来追求外在的东西。
Because they look great.
因为他们看起来很美好。
It's like admiring the superstructure of a building.
就好像我们在观看一个建筑物它的外观一样。
You go to the everyone comes to KL. We must bring them to Twin Tower because it is beautiful. It is.Grand.
每一个来到吉隆坡的人，我们都带他们去双子塔看，因为它看起来很伟大。
But the most important part of the building is actually the unseen part.
可是一个建筑物最重要的地方，其实是我们看不到的地方。
It's a substructure, the foundation.
是那个基础，那个底部的构造。
And if that is not strong, the building, however beautiful it is, will be shaky or will fall when shaken.
如果这个底部的构造不牢固的话，就算最美的建筑物，当这个土地动摇的时候，它也会倒塌。
But many people don't pay attention to that.
可是很多人却没有把注意力放在这一点。
It's a structure we don't see.
因为是我们看不到的。
And the substructure in our life is a life of knowing God in our lives of worshiping Him.
可是在我们生命中，这个底部构造就是我们要认识神，我们要学习他的话语。
It's a life of growing deep in God's word.
就是在神的话语里，我们要更深入。
It's a life of learning to spend time in God's presence.
就是在神的同在里，我们要学习。
But do we give priority to that?
可是我们有把我们的优先秩序放在这一点吗？
Do you pray?
你有祷告吗？
Do you read your scriptures?
你有读神的话语吗？
Many complain why we have to join.A small group or ABF on Sunday.
很多人他就这样的抱怨说，为什么要参加小组？为什么要参加成人查经班？
But if you don't have foundation right, you don't have proper structures. If you don't have that.
可是当你没有一个很好的基础，你没有很好一个底部构造的时候，
When trials come, you fall flat.
当你有这个试验来的时候，你将失败。
One day we have 24 hours.
一天我们有24个小时。
If you minus 8 hours a day you need for sleeping.
如果你减了8个小时睡眠时间。
There are 16 hours.
还有16个小时。
You times 7 a week you have 112 hours, waking up hours.
你乘7天因为一个星期那么你有112个小时你是清醒的。
How much of that time is given to building your spiritual foundation in God?
在112个小时里，你有多少时间是拿来建造这个你的属灵底部的构造呢？
Last week, you know, I was just asking Jeffrey how much time in building a building, how much time is given to the foundation?
上个礼拜我问长安弟兄，我说当你建造一个建筑物的时候，多少时间是做这个地基的？
He said 25% about.
他说要25八仙的时间。
Do you give that amount of time to building a spiritual foundation in life?
你有用25%的时间来建造你这个属灵的底部构造吗？
Do you give even 10%?
有18%吗？
Or even 5%?
至少5%有吗？
And so I want to challenge you to reorder your priority.
所以我要在这里挑战你，让你来把你的优先次序搞好。
Spend half an hour every day in your devotion.
就在你的灵修时间花半个小时。
Pour your heart to God, read His word.
把你心里的就告诉神，然后读他的话语。
2 hours a week in your 3B group.
一个礼拜就用两个时间在你的小组里面。
3 hours on Sunday for service, and after that to join an ABM.
就在星期天3个小时参加敬拜过后，就成这个查经班。
And 3 hours a week to serve the Lord in some ways, helping someone grow, and visiting someone, calling up, ministering to someone.
就用三个小时，一个星期里面，来，来侍奉神，不管任何方面。
Join Orang Asli Ministry.
去这个原住民他们那里去。
This will be just 10% of the week of your waking hours in a week.
如果你加在一起，这就是你一个礼拜清醒的时间的10%。
Today you may not realize the blessings that church family brings to you or cell group brings to you.
今天你可能不能够察觉到这个教会家庭或者是小组它可以带来的祝福。
One day you will know how much you depend on them.
有一天你将知道你是如何的依靠他。
The psalmist says, My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me, and he whose walk is blameless will minister to me.
诗人这样说，我眼要看国中的诚实人，叫他们与我同住，行为完全的，他要伺候我。
Have you been to a hospital?
你有去过医院吗？
Where you see tubes all hanging down over a person who is in critical condition.
你有看过那些情况危急的病人他们身上所插的管子吗？
The more I think about it, the more I think how the church family often acts like those critical life support.
当我在看这些管子的时候，我就想到我们教会家庭就好像这些管子一样来支持这个人的生命。
The prayers, the love, the compassion that church people have and to minister to others,have revived many who are spiritually cold, shaken, you know, the church comes in.
这个教会家庭他们的爱心他们的祷告能够支持帮助然后复兴那些在属灵生命上软弱或者是冷却的人。
So don't neglect your cell group.
所以不要忽略你的小组。
Call them up this, today. Go for a celebration this week.
今天就打电话给他们，就在这个礼拜一起去庆祝吧。
There are two ways of living your life. Two ways to live your life.
有两个方法来过你的生活。
You can live trusting your own self and ability and strength.
你可以过着一个生活是靠着自己和自己的能力。
Or you trust in God and in all His possibilities.
或者是你信靠神，然后依靠他的全能。
E. Stanley Jones, a well-known Methodist evangelist, once said this.
有一个卫理公会的一个宣教士，他这样说过。
My life in my hand is a pain and a problem.
他说，我的生命在我手里是痛苦的，是有问题的。
My life in God's hand is a power and a possibility.
我的生命在神的手里是有力量的，是全能的。
Don't leave your life just in your own hand.
不要再把你的生命掌握在自己手里。
Don't think that you can manage it on your own.
不要以为自己可以掌管自己的生命。
Seek first God's kingdom.
要先求神的国。
Do what is pleasing in His sight.
做他眼中所认为是正确的事。
Have your priorities right.
把你的先后次序做好。
You can be sure God will supply all you need.
你会肯定神将会供给你一切所需的。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, my words will finish here, but I pray your word will work in our hearts. We live in times that we really need to set our priorities right. Maybe this economic crisis is a blessing by helping us turn to you. And I pray that you help us grab hold of your own call in our lives. To be determined to live as Christians who are soldiering for Jesus, who are living for Jesus, not living for our own selves, and who learn to trust you and believe you for great things. Take away, Lord, and forgive our sins. There are many, you know them. Cleanse them and help us live afresh for you, because we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.